Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2606, 5 Rules for Having a Constructive Conflict Conversation About Money, by Kyle Benson of Gottman.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. 5 Rules for Having a Constructive Conflict Conversation About Money, by Kyle Benson of Gottman.com. How do you fight with your partner when money is on the table? Do you argue with them over how to budget or criticize them for their uncontrollable spending habits? Conflicts about money in a marriage aren't really about money. Most arguments are about what money means to each person in the relationship. It's those differences, not the dollar value, that are often the root of financial disagreements. So how do you work on those differences? The destructive nature of money conflicts. Have you ever felt like your partner was the enemy when it comes to money? In 1969, George Bach felt that way when he published The Intimate Enemy. Bach believed that relationships failed because partners didn't air their resentments, so he encouraged couples to let it all out. He gave couples foam rubber bats and encouraged partners to take turns saying what they resented about the other person. One partner might say, "I resent you for spending our money on a stupid boat we never use," followed by a whack with the bat. Then the other partner might say, "I resent you for spending thousands each year on clothes and heels," accompanied with a whack. It turns out this method only made couples feel more resentful towards one another. Letting it all out over money is not the solution. It's important to reframe your approach towards conflict. Happy couples start conflict conversations gently and allow their partner to influence them. They work with each other to compromise and find a solution. In this way, anger and frustration about money can actually be a catalyst for profound growth in a marriage. Like building a sound relationship house, money conflicts can be used to reconstruct the way we love each other over time. How to have a constructive conflict conversation. Before you even start to discuss conflicts about money in your marriage, we recommend reading The Meaning of Money to discover your money laws. But first, here are 5 guidelines for making conflict conversations work. Number 1, be on the same team. People often perceive their partner as dissimilar to them, especially during conflict. They believe they have all the positive qualities and their partner only has a few or lots of negative traits. When you give your partner a negative quality in your thoughts, try to see that same quality in yourself. And when you identify a positive quality in yourself, try to see that same quality in your partner. The assumption of similarity is what keeps the story of us focused on we-ness, not me-ness. Number 2, stop if you're flooded. Couples can only have a constructive conflict conversation if they can manage their own physiological flooding. At its peak, flooding can cause couples to verbally attack each other. Any conversation you have while being flooded will be useless, if not damaging. regrettable words will be said, and partners will put up walls as they defend themselves against one another. Dr. John Gottman's research has shown that a simple 20 to 30 minute break can really help you calm yourself down. During that time, do things that help you relax, like taking a walk or listening to your favorite music. Number 3, postpone persuasion. Trying to persuade your partner to compromise before both of you have stated your position will lead to resentment and an unfair solution. If your partner feels unheard, they will unlikely be motivated to open up and hear your side of the story. It's only when both partners feel understood by each other that you can begin to work together to find a compromise. If your partner does not feel understood and accepts your persuasion, over time, they may resent you or undermine the solution you set. Slow down, understand each other, and the solution will last. Number 4, express your needs. As a speaker, it's your responsibility to express your needs in a way that your partner can do something about that will be successful for you. The trap most people fall into is only expressing how they want to feel. I want to feel more loved. The problem is that it gives your partner no clue how to help you feel that way. A better way to ask for more love is, I need a romantic date night once a week and an overnight to a bed and breakfast every 2 months. Be as specific as you can. And number 5, believe both points of view are valid. When partners believe there's only one truth, they argue tooth and nail for their own position. That belief is a dead end. There's only one essential assumption that will make the conversation about hurt feelings or the aftermath of a fight work out constructively. That in every disagreement or miscommunication, there are always two points of view, and they are both valid. Once you accept that idea, it's no longer necessary to argue for your own position. Now you can focus on understanding and validating your partner's position. Note, validation and understanding are not the same as compliance or agreement. This process will only work if both partners agree that there are two valid viewpoints and if both are not focused so much on facts as on understanding the other side of the event. These 5 rules will guide you to stop fighting about money and start connecting in your relationship. You just listened to the post titled 5 Rules for Having a Constructive Conflict Conversation About Money by Kyle Benson of Gottman.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I like how Kyle pointed out that conflicts about money aren't really about money. As with so many of our struggles and discontent, the issue is never the issue we think it is. The real issue is underneath the conflict, and you have to do some digging to get to it. In my own relationship, my Midwestern gentleman and I both contributed to an attitude of scarcity. We were hoarding money and behaving like we didn't have any. That has shifted fairly recently, especially with this wedding we're planning. At first, we didn't think the wedding was all that important. It's just a party, we told ourselves. We recognize that the actual marriage is way more important than the wedding, and that is still true. But the more we dug in, we realized that our scarcity mindset was getting in the way of celebrating something really special. This isn't about celebrating us. We do that every day. This is an incredible opportunity to bring together friends and family and give them an experience they will never forget. Some of these people haven't been in the same room together for decades. We have plenty of money and we live well below our means. Even if we spent $50,000 on a wedding, we'd be totally fine. Side note, we're not going to spend that much. Luckily, we live in a low cost of living area, and it would be hard to spend that much even if we tried. But we're spending more than we originally planned, and we decided that we value our relationships enough to do that for our loved ones. I hate the consumerism of the wedding industry, and so we aren't doing anything that would require our guests to spend any money above and beyond their flight and hotel. By that I mean we have no wedding party, no gift registry, no bridal shower, etc., etc. But I believe that on June 1st, we're going to spend our money happily making memories that will last a lifetime. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Thursday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.